Yes, I like to tickle his neck with me lovely, long, sharp knife. That scares him.
Right! Let's have my music.
One! Two!
That's me fat mama down there, doing somersaults along the table. She does it every night, keeps me awake. Just look at her.
Very good, is it? I'd fall off if I tried.
Mama doesn't need to try. She just rolls. I want to go to sleep now. Right now. In you get, my little friend Gerda. Next to me, come on. Tell me a story to send me to sleep. Tell me about your friend Kay.
I can hardly remember him anymore. He had squeaky boots that my grandmother bought him when she bought my lovely red shoes. And he loves numbers and patterns and counting the roses on our tree.
That sounds a bit boring to me.
But that was such a long time ago. I don't think I'll ever find him now.
We've seen Kay.
What? Who said that?
I did.
I too.
We've seen Kay.
Have you really? But where did you see him?
It was before we were captured. We saw him riding in the Snow Queen's sledge.
The Snow Queen? So she's the one who's taken him. Where did she go?
Lapland.
Lapland.
That's where she'd go, where there's always ice.
Ask the reindeer. He'll know.
Lapland. That's the place for ice and snow, all right. Oh, it's wonderful there. I used to wander about there to my heart's content in my youth, instead of being tied up here and tickled with knives.
How far away is Lapland?
Hey, Jack, Lauren, Snip, Snap, Snorum, shut up and go to sleep.
But the pigeons have seen Kay.
Well, they tell you anything just to impress you. Besides, they can't even talk.
They can. They said he's with the Snow Queen, and Baba says she lives in Lapland.
Oh, he's been talking to her as well, has he? That old dote. Oh, stop moving and talk properly if you really can. Do you know where Lapland is?
Who else should know if I don't?
So you can talk? You really can. I always suspected it, you know, Gerda. But I never could get any sense out of them. What do you know? Go on then, Baba.
There have I roamed. A young wild stag, free as the wind.
All right, that'll do. Hey, wait till Mari is this. She'll be impressed with you, Gerda.
Robber girl, you've been very kind to me. And you saved my life and let me share your bed and everything. I'll always remember how kind you were. But you must let me go now. I must find Kay.
Why should I let you go? I was just starting to like you.
Then you'll understand how much I'm missing my friend. I want him back.
All right. If he means that much to you, I suppose I'll have to let you go. But you'll never get to Lapland on your own. Hey, listen, Baba. I'd love to keep you here and tickle you with this knife of mine. And I'd love to keep Gerda here to play with, because she's so strange. But I won't. I'm going to let you both go. If you'll take Gerda to Lapland and show her where the Snow Queen lives.
Lapland. Home of my childhood. Home of my youth.
Oh, be quiet, both of you. Or you'll wake me up being mother and you'll both be in the stew pot. Come on, let's see what's going on down there. They're all asleep. The old stinking lot of them.
What's going on down there?
Nothing, Ma. My friend and I want some supper, that's all. She's asleep again.
Yeah.
You take her furry gloves, pull them off her.
I can't do that.
Well, I'm keeping your muff, so you'll have to. Here you are. She didn't feel a thing. Are you ready, Baba? You said goodbye to your friends?
I'm ready for my mission.
Come on then, sloppy chops. Give us a kiss. I'm going to miss you. Up you get, Gerda. Climb on now. And don't fall off. You take care of her, Baba. Off you go now.
And off galloped the reindeer with Gerda clinging to his back. They journeyed through the forest that were dark with the scent of pine trees and where the white branches of the birch trees twisted like antlers. They climbed among the tinkling of cowbells, up and up white-headed mountains. On and on they rode. The days grew darker. Wolves howled and ravens croaked, and above them the northern lights blazed and sneezed in a streaming arch of flickering colors.
See how the sky flashes, Gerda.